The Latin Grammy Awards are given out tonight in California. And when the nominees are mentioned, the name of Maria Rita will come up again and again and again and again.
Já falei tantas vezes.
This enticing voice earned 4 Latin Grammy nominations, and her album gained 3 more. The release called Maria Rita, that's R-I-T-A, is her first, though it is far from the first for her family. She comes from Brazil, and her late mother was one of that country's greatest pop stars. Maria Rita is in our Los Angeles studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
I have to mention this first. We'd hoped your dad would be here, but I gather he couldn't make it because somebody else is interviewing him because he also... has a Latin Grammy nomination.
Yes, he does.
Along with your brother?
Yes, they recorded an album together. It's called, I forget what it's called. It's just by the two of them. It's piano and voice, and it's gorgeous.
There's so much music in the family, it's hard to keep track.
Yes, it is.
You're actually competing against their album. Is that correct?
Oh, I wouldn't say competing. We're participating in the same category, I would say. There's no competition among us. So.
Are you playing the same kind of music as the rest of your family?
No. I'm doing what Brazilians called MPB, which is, I guess, would be the equivalent of American folk music, a mix with jazz. It's just very specific. And my brother does Brazilian pop music. My dad is a pianist, arranger, composer, so on and so forth, and does mostly instrumental. I'm doing more what my mom used to do.
Well, this very spare, very simple style of music has gotten a lot of attention, and I'd like to play a little bit from this release. This is a song called Cara Valente, which is translated, correct me if I'm wrong, Brave Face?
Brave Guy.
Brave Guy.
Yes.
Não, ele não vai mais dobrar. Pode até se acostumar. Ele vai viver sozinho. Desaprendeu a dividir.
Okay, I tried to figure out the lyrics running them through one of those internet machines that translates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out very well. What is this
imagine.
Song about?
Sarcastic commentary on some guy. Like, he's pretending to be all bold-faced, you know, and Valente, as you said, brave. But in reality, he's just hiding from the good stuff in life. He just can't deal with the hardships of life. But it's a good-humored song.
And this is being played with a very small combo, right?
Yes. It's just acoustic piano, drum, and acoustic bass.
And why go for that sound?
I can't play any instruments for my life. I don't write music, I don't write lyrics, I don't do anything. You know, my instrument is my voice. So I wanted to have the bass as pure and raw as possible, as to just put out the voice and just show it.
Bate forte meu coração, mas não sei contar.
You mentioned that this is like the music that your mother once sang.
Yeah, in terms of MPB, yes. The style, yeah.
How often do you listen to the music of your mother?
I didn't listen to it much. It was somewhat painful to me. She passed when I was 4, and I couldn't really listen to it. So, but later on in my life, when I was about 15, it was right before I moved here to the United States, I kind of felt the need to find my history, you know, and really and understand where I came from. So I listened to it just a little bit.
We should say your mother's name, Elis Regina.
Right.
That's a name that just about everybody in Brazil knows.
Just about, yes.
And I guess just about everybody in Brazil has that sound of your mother's voice in their head somewhere.
Most certainly.
Do you mind, I know you don't like to listen that much, but do you mind if I play just a little bit of one of her songs so that our audience can hear something of what has captivated so many Brazilians?
Absolutely, please do so.
This is called Só Tenho de Ser Com Você.
Right.
Saber que era só
I don't think that you sound that much like your mother, except that both your voices are lovely.
Well, you see, the thing, most of the time people misunderstand me. Most of the time people get upset that I don't talk about her or that I don't like to be compared to her. It's not like that at all, you know. I'm honored to be compared to such a great performer, such a great singer, and I say that as a singer, not as a daughter. The thing is just, I don't want to be the substitute, you know.
There were people in Brazil when you were young who expected you to follow your mother's footsteps.
Yeah, they did. Not only that, there was this pressure, you know. It was kind of an obligation that I had to sing. It was very hard to deal with at times.
You didn't get to know your mother very well because she died so young, but mm-hmm. I wonder if because you're now following the same career, you feel like you come to understand her a little bit.
Yeah, because I have a 2-month-old son, and I can't imagine her traveling and having to leave the 3 kids behind. And, like, I have a picture of her 8-month pregnant of me, and she was singing in front of an audience of, I don't know, 10,000 people. And she had this very serene and calm look in her face, and I'm like, oh, I can't understand that now. It's one, you know, and I'm lucky that, you know, I had a mom like her, because, as you said, to be able to compare and to be able to look at her and be like, oh, she might have been feeling this now. She might have been feeling that now. I'm lucky.
We've been talking to Maria Rita, who is a nominee for 4 Latin Grammys, and we'll find out if she wins tonight. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ficou difícil. Tudo aquilo, nada disso.